It's your time, mother. A ring can't do it. Flowers can't do it. A car can't do it. A house can't do it. It's your time. The more I provide for the boss in the natural, I understand that that really wasn't it, Brother George. Yes, the house looked good. Yes, the next big house gonna be even better. But guess what? If the kids ain't doing their part, then that's just a big house that's empty of value. And we can't move forward as a unit until the whole unit is going in the same direction. I'm not making this up. You can ask my family. We talked about this last night. If you guys are not connected to the vine, we cannot move forward as a family. Y'all want a bigger house, but why can't we get a bigger house if I got to still tell my grown kids to make their bed? God want to honor, and he's very so much looking for somebody going to be consistent. Here it is. They got a way bigger room, and then what going to happen in that way bigger room if you can't keep the small room like it's supposed to be? What you said? I got to come home from work, and I got to smell trash in my house? Man, you done went all the way off. And I was the first one got up. I get up at 3:45 every morning without alarm clock. When I leave, you don't even know what day of the week it is. But I do that so I can come home earlier so I can be with my fam. But guess what, Tyrone? I make sure every single day that the boss lady is excited and happy and she got everything that she needs. I want a report. I need to understand, boss, you good? Boss, are you good? I ask all the time, boss, are you good? What you thinking? God had placed me right now in my life to the point where, can I be real with y'all? Thank you, Brother Steve. Brother Steve, be real with you. I ain't always been like this when it came down to the boss. I love her, but I ain't always been like this. Me and boss coming up on 22 years, married, 22. I ain't always been like this. But I asked God, I said, God, the things that I'm doing, it's not bettering me for her. I want to be better for her. I want to be better for her. I want her position as a mother to be great. I want her position as a wife to be even greater. What do I need to do? Matter of fact, God, I need this from you. I need you to give me a zeal that's out of this world for my wife. For my wife. I want that zeal. I'm going to be real with y'all. I am. I told my boys. I can tell my boys anything. They're my boys. I got to train them up, guys. You understand? I got to train them up. They got to understand how to treat their mother. If you don't know how to treat your mama, you will never know how to treat a woman. If you don't know how to treat your mother, you will never respect the next girl. So I need you to understand that the mama don't never need to think about opening up her own door, don't even never think about taking out trash. She better not get in the vehicle smelling like gas. So I need for them to be prepared to pump gas. I need them to be in place. So I got to teach them that, man, respecting your mama, man. If you don't do that, man, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be a good guy. Last night we had a love meeting. I don't like to do negative stuff. We had a heart-to-heart moment. I said, what the boss just got finished saying and how her voice just made this, I don't like it. I don't like it. I need her to be on point. She's mine. And she's the best thing that you're going to ever have in this life. There is nobody else in this life, in this world, going to be more important than your mother. I don't care who come and what they offer you. Your mother is the jewel. You honor her. And then them girls will understand your value. They'll know you're just not a random dude. And then that girl parents will understand that they ain't even got to investigate you because they saw how you was with your mama. They saw every time you was in public how you treated your mama, how you hugged and loved on your mama, how you ran and grabbed the dough for your mother, how you yes ma'am to your mother. They ain't got to investigate and get an application and do all these things and research you. You're going to get in shape today. God, I need a zeal for my wife. That my eyes, my heart, my mind, my attitude, my action, all these different things will line up to who she is. That's my wife. So my mind line up to this. Girl, I love you. Where you going? How long are you going to be there? When I get home, I need you back at home. So if you need to do something while I'm going at a meeting, you're going to do it while I'm at the meeting. So when I'm back home, I get to see you. Randomly, listen to me. Randomly, I would text the boss or I call the boss. I like calling her because she might catch on if I text it. So I call, boss, what you doing? She'll lay me out a whole list of things she's doing, Tyrone. And I said, boss, what you doing? She'll say it all over again, Miss Gale. I said, boss, what you doing? She said, oh, I'm thinking about you. That's what I want to hear. If I keep asking the same question, that means that ain't you ain't giving me the right information that I'm looking for. Why am I like that? Because that's what God blessed me with. I asked for her, and it took a long time to get her, and then he blessed me with her, and then you think I'm going to treat her different? Again, let me do Michael Jackson moonwalk. Now, again, people understand, I ain't always been like this. But I went to the source. And I said, God, I desire her even deeper. I need you to place that in me. Do you guys understand that God can put a desire in you that no other person can do? You think your feelings in this person fine, sexy, and cute gonna do it? No. God, I desire mine. I need you to put something in me that gonna, man, strike a nerve that AJ understand who I go home to. So when I respect her like that, guess how my kids got to do it? Because that's their mother. That's their mother. And so as I'm teaching my boys, get this, God is so God. He is so God. He is so God. He is so God. Get this. When I teach my boys like this, guess what? Man, I'm calling my mama every day. Mama, what you doing? I say, what's up, Mary? Mary, what you doing? You calling Mary? I'm talking to my mama now. I ain't want nothing. Mary, what you doing? The other day, I said, Mary, what you cooking? She said, nothing. I said, Mary, you ain't got nothing for my daddy to eat. Woo! I said, Mary, you better calm down. Get my daddy something to eat, Mary. Get my daddy something to eat. I needed to say that because today is Mother's Day, and I've been talking a lot about mothers and kids and this and that and the other, and the guys just looking at me. They needed something. You know what I'm saying, Steve? So I needed to throw that little side note in there. Mary, get in there and get my daddy something to eat now, Mary. I don't need to call my dad. He said, he ain't eight now, Mary. Steve, Pam, Steve pointing at you now. I ain't gonna say it out loud on the mic. Steve pointing at you. All right, Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, start at verse 26. I'm almost done.
Her teachings are filled with wisdom.
Hold on right there. Because the young people ain't listening. Y'all thinking y'all mama are tripping. Y'all thinking y'all mama old-fashioned. Y'all thinking, man, whatever. Say that again, boss.
Her teachings are filled with wisdom and kindness as loving instruction pours from her lips.
Woo! Come on, talk to me.
She watches over the ways of her household and meets every need they have.
Hold right there. Didn't I not just earlier say mama would go all out for what's in the house? Even when she don't feel like it, she still bring a plate to you, or she have a plate ready for you. Even when she don't feel like it, she got all these things to do. Hey, watch this. She got so many things going on in her life, and then she cooks, she cleans. Then guess what? We come in and dine, and we eat. We cross our legs, the food good. Don't even say thank you. Don't even say thank you.